Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Get out of that trash, Alex.
Yeah, find something else to do.
There is nothing else to do.
Run outside and play horseshoes.
Well, I got some prunes in the cabinet if you want any.
Oh, I'm hungry. What is this?
Now we got 14 gallons of this stuff sitting out in the shed.
That's awesome, Grandpa.
Yeah, she goes for that romantic nonsense.
These are the final memoirs of Alex T. Jefferson. I had a good life. It was short, but full. I only wish it didn't have to end this way. I'm simply not strong enough to survive a week at Grandpa's house. My parents went on a second honeymoon and left me here. I begged my mom to let me go to my nice grandma's house, but my nice grandma was off touring quilt factories in New Brunswick. So here I am. Alone in the same house with Grandma and Grandpa for a full week. And the only thing I have going for me is my video game. I'm simply not going to make it.
Listen here, Ben.
My name's Alex, Grandpa, and Ben's my cousin.
Oh, whatever. I got 14 grandchildren. I don't have time to remember all their names. Well, Grandma wants to know if you've washed your feet yet today.
Why?
Well, because... Wait a minute. Are you playing that game again?
Yes.
I've never seen one person waste so much time as you have staring at those blinking lights. In fact, give me that thing.
What?
You can have it back at the end of the week.
End of the week?
Yeah, find something else to do.
But there is nothing else to do.
I put that horseshoe pit in the backyard for you, ungrateful kids.
But there's only one horseshoe, and the stakes are like 100 feet apart. I can't throw it that far.
Oh, quit complaining. Now go stomp some tomatoes with your grandma.
What?
Grandma makes her own ketchup now. Stomps on the tomatoes herself. It's hard work.
With her feet?
What else would you stomp tomatoes with?
Ooh.
Now get going.
The end is coming sooner than I thought. After I washed all the tomato seeds from between my toes, I was faced with 8 more hours of daylight to kill. I made a mental list of all the things I could do to use up time. I thought about watching TV, but they only got one station, and it was in Spanish. Plus, there was a crack down the middle of the screen that Grandpa fixed with a piece of duct tape. I had no other options. I had to get my video game back. Hi, Grandma.
Well, are you doing okay, Alex?
Yeah, fine.
Are you hungry?
No.
Well, I got some prunes in the cabinet if you want any.
No, thanks.
Did you need something?
No, I just thought I'd come in and talk to you.
Well, that's fine as long as you don't get in my way. I'm making dinner.
You need any help?
No.
It smells great. What is it?
Don't be so nosy.
Oh, okay. I like this picture. Where is this?
Alaska.
You've got a lot of pictures of Alaska. Have you ever been there?
No.
Why not?
Don't they teach geography in your school? It's a half a continent away.
Well, you wouldn't have to drive.
Well, I'd like to see you try to push Grandpa down a jetway.
You guys ought to go once. It looks beautiful.
Yes, I reckon it is.
Hey, Grandma.
Mm-hmm?
Do you think you could talk to Grandpa about giving me back my video game?
It's been 7 years since I talked Grandpa into anything. You're on your own.
How am I supposed to do that?
Well, try being nice to him.
What?
Be pleasant. Get him in a good mood.
Good mood? Grandpa?
Well, now, he has been known to change his mind on occasion. In fact, just last summer, he switched brands of duct tape. I nearly fainted.
Okay. I guess I could give it a shot. Get him in a good mood? I might as well be trying to change the direction of a charging elephant. But I had no other choice.
Steve, we're eating in here.
I'm Alex. Why are we eating?
It's dinner time.
At 3:45?
Of course. Better for the digestion. You got a problem with that?
No. No, this is great. But will this be the last meal of the day?
How many meals do you think we have?
You better be hungry. This has got to last you till breakfast.
Oh, I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. I could eat... What is this?
You better sit down. Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee for the bountiful gifts of the Spirit of grace which has bestowed us all upon. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I see you've been so nice as to put ketchup on all my food already.
No, we got 14 gallons of this stuff sitting out in the shed. We gotta use it sometime.
We planted too many tomatoes last spring. We just can't let them go to waste.
Right.
This all tastes really good, Grandma.
Tastes like soap.
It's the same recipe I always use.
That's a problem. You get all your recipes from Adhesives Digest.
Oh, you wouldn't know a good meal if it rose up and slapped you in the face.
Do you even rinse these pots after you're done soaping them down?
So, how was your day, Grandpa?
Lousy. Somebody got into my corn last night. You know, I think it might have been that Wilson boy. I may have to set a trap for him.
Maybe we could go somewhere after dinner.
To where?
I don't know, somewhere fun.
We could go to the hospital.
The hospital?
Good idea. We could have our stomachs pumped.
We could visit George.
George? George is in the hospital again? What is it this time?
Bronchitis. Oh. He's been sick a lot lately, and if he dies, you'll be the only one left in the old gang.
He's not gonna die. He's just trying to get a little attention, that's all. Going to the hospital for every little hiccup. I'll die long before he will. Everyone in the gang's always known it. He'll be the last to go, not me.
Maybe we could all play a game.
You know, Shirley's in the hospital, too. Oh, poor woman. She collapsed on her front porch Monday.
Ugh, there's a toenail in my ketchup.
I've got a new joke.
Uncle Hank's not doing too good either.
Why can't you just slice the tomatoes and put them in a blender like everyone else does?
His brother got on them drugs, and now he's in prison for life.
Well, at least he's getting decent meals.
You hush up and eat.
And the cooks don't step in his food.
Can we please talk about something else?
How did you get to be so rude, boy?
I'm sorry,
Well, I thought your mother taught you manners.
She did, but...
You learned that kind of behavior from those video games, didn't you?
What?
Mm-hmm. I heard those things get you real riled up. Yeah, to where you can't even control yourself.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, I think maybe you should just sit there quietly for the rest of the meal.
Okay.
You know, Luke's dog had another heart attack Tuesday. And they're now going to have to fit in for a pacemaker.
With nothing to do but sit and listen, I kept statistics on the meal. In a 1 hour, 46-minute dinner, my grandma made 23 references to death, 12 stories about dead or dying relatives, and 3 comments on the paleness of my skin and its possible relationship to tuberculosis. But, more depressing than all of that, I knew my chances of getting my video game back were slim. I had blown it. I was pleasantly surprised the next morning when the sun was up before I was. Grandpa usually got me up at about 4 in the morning to help milk the cows. Then I remembered that he had sold the cows. Grandpa decided he was getting too old to take care of them, so he let the cows go, along with the pasture. Some business wanted the land. Anyway, it was nice to get up at a decent hour. Grandpa?
Oh, hi there, Lloyd.
Alex. Lloyd's my cousin, and so are Ben, Steve, and Julie.
You need to go to the bathroom?
No, I was just... What are you doing?
This pipe is leaking.
Do you fix everything with duct tape?
Well, it's better than calling a plumber and letting him charge you an arm and a leg. This'll do just fine, thank you.
Do you think I could maybe have my video game back for just an hour?
Nope.
Please, I'm so bored.
Bored? Ha! You know, you're wasting your life away with that video game. Life's short enough as it is.
I don't think I'm wasting it any more than you are, being grumpy all the time.
What was that?
I can't even remember the last time I saw you happy.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you, Peter? Hmm? Think you got me figured out?
No.
You're in my way, boy. Go on outside and play horseshoes.
I did as I was told and played horseshoes. I threw the horseshoe, walked to the other stake, and threw it back. walked to the other stake, threw it again, and did this for about 3 hours. I could have gone longer, but I pulled a muscle in my arm, trying to heave it 100 feet from one stake to the other. It hurt pretty bad, but Grandpa wrapped my arm in duct tape, and then it felt much, much worse.
Go on outside and play horseshoes.
I'll get it, Alex.
Is it my dad coming back early?
Afternoon, Mrs. Jefferson.
Mr. Herrick, now how many times do we have to go over this?
Let me have my say. I think you might change your mind this time.
We're not interested in selling any more of our land.
My boss has authorized me to make you a much better offer. Much better.
I don't care.
How much?
I don't think you realize what you've got here, Mrs. Jefferson. 30 years ago, this land was nothing. Nowadays, it's prime property.
And you can tell that boss of yours that he doesn't need to keep sending you over here.
Be reasonable now. Look at this house. Look at the brick down there. The foundation's being held together with duct tape.
And it's holding just fine, thank you.
I'm going to write down a number here.
Don't waste your paper.
Take it and discuss the offer with your husband.
I don't want it.
I'll take it.
Give me that, Alex. Mr. Herrick, I wish you'd just give up on this nonsense. Goodbye.
You have my phone number.
They want to buy your house?
Oh, yes, some real estate developer. They already bought our cow pasture, but we're not giving them any more.
Can I see what he wrote down?
It's not important. This paper is going into the trash right where it belongs.
Wait! If you're not selling, why can't I see the number?
Get out of that trash, Alex.
What difference does it make? $350,000?
The number doesn't matter.
But $350,000! What does Grandpa say about this?
Grandpa doesn't know a thing.
Why not?
Because Grandpa hasn't answered the door or a phone in 15 years, that's why.
Do you realize what you could do with that money?
It's a closed issue, Alex. Not another word about it.
I was stunned. My grandparents were sitting on a gold mine. I mean, here they were in this old broken-down house when they could be happy in a new house that didn't fall apart. Grandma could go to Alaska, and they didn't have to be miserable anymore. What a waste. I wouldn't let Grandma brush this off so easily. Look at this picture, Grandma. You could be right here, right on top of that frozen waterfall in Alaska.
No more, Alex. Hello? Hi, Marge. What's wrong? Oh, dear. No, he's out back. I'll tell him. Is Harriet okay? I'll make a casserole. All right, thanks for calling. I'll talk to you later. Alex, go get your grandfather.
What's this about? I was in the middle of something.
George died. Came down with pneumonia. Marge said he died in his sleep.
Huh. I reckon that suits him. Dying in his sleep. Sleeping was the best talent he had. I'm gonna take a walk. I'll be right back.
All right. But don't go too far. You know how your ankles swell.
Uh-huh.
Do you have an umbrella?
Over in the closet, Alex.
It looks like it might rain. I should go with him.
Yeah, all right.
I followed him into the yard. He walked to the shed and got his shovel. Then headed out into the woods. What was he doing? I stayed far behind him, ducking behind trees. After about a half a mile, he stopped and started to dig a hole. A few minutes later, his shovel hit something hard. He knelt down and pulled out a metal box. As he started to open it, I moved forward to the next tree to get a better look. And I got too close.
Who's there? Max? I see you behind that tree. Who is that?
Alex.
What are you doing following me out here?
I was just curious.
This is no business of yours.
I know. I'm sorry.
Nosy kid.
What's in the box?
Don't you worry about it.
Does it have something to do with your friend?
Why don't you just go back to the house?
What is that? A baseball glove?
You're not gonna get off my case till I spill it, are you?
It just looks kind of cool.
Now you're as bad as your grandmother. You gotta know everything. Okay, fine.
So, what is all this stuff?
Well, back in high school, I had a group of friends. There were four of us. And we were like brothers. When we graduated, some of us went to college off to other states.
You went to college?
No, I stayed here. Worked on my father's farm. But on our last night together, we got a bunch of our stuff and put it in a box. Buried it. We vowed that one day we would all come back here together and dig it up.
But they're all dead, right? Everyone but you.
Yeah. Nobody really made it back at the same time. George moved back, but he was always sick. We never got around to coming out here.
So, what about the baseball glove?
That was George's. He always dreamed of becoming the next Joe DiMaggio. The rest of us knew he couldn't stand a chance of even making the minors. But he tried. Couldn't hit a curveball to save his life. Then he blew out his knee and went into pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
Now this here's one of Charlie's inventions. It's a time-saving device. I think it was supposed to cut all five toenails at once.
Cool. Did it work?
Not even close. Three-toed Charlie, we used to call him. He wanted to make a living as an inventor. Never quite got anything to work right.
What's this?
That is mine. My dad gave me those pruning shears when I was 8. That was the day I became a farmer. I've done nothing else since. Maybe I need a change of career, move somewhere else, find out what I want to be when I grow up.
You know, you could do that.
What?
Move.
What do you mean?
You could probably make a lot of money if you, you know, sold your house or something. You could get a new house that's not falling apart, and Grandma could go to Alaska.
I don't need to sell the house to go to Alaska.
Why not?
Well, I got tired of your grandma looking in those travel magazines and sighing out loud every time she saw pictures of mooses and Eskimos. So I finally went and bought her a trip.
You're going to Alaska?
For our anniversary. Don't you dare say a word.
I won't. When are you going to tell her?
Next month, probably. We're going to the place where I asked her to marry me, down by the gravel pit there. And I'm going to get down on my knee like I'm about to propose again, and then I'll pull out the tickets instead of the ring.
That's awesome, Grandpa.
Yeah, she goes for that romantic nonsense. It'll get her off my back for a little while, at least. I do one nice thing, and I'm good for about 6 months. This one ought to be good for at least a year.
You could probably do a lot better than a year.
How?
Well, you could buy her a whole new house, a better one.
How do you figure?
I think you'd make a lot of money if you sell your land. A lot more than you think.
Wait a minute. Has that real estate guy been back again?
Well, yeah, he came by today.
Is he making offers on the house now?
The whole property.
Your grandma knows about this?
Well...
How much did he offer?
$350,000.
$350,000? We get an offer like that on the house and she didn't even discuss it with me?
I guess she had her reasons.
Well, I'll tell you what, son. I think we need to go have a talk with your grandma.
Oh, boy.
Johnny here tells me we've got an offer on the house. Why are you keeping it a secret?
You didn't need to know.
Since when do you make financial decisions without me?
I didn't want you selling this place on a whim and regretting it later.
It's not a whim. It's $350,000.
And it's not worth it.
Not worth it? Do you know what we could do with that money?
What?
We could buy a house twice as big and 10 times nicer.
I don't need a house.
Well, maybe I do. Did you ever think of me in this whole process?
Yes.
Then why didn't you tell me?
Because this is your home. You've lived here all your life. You've nursed this land every year for 6 decades. You can't leave it. I wouldn't want you to. It was a mistake to sell the cows. Every day I watch you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and wander around, nothing to do, like you're lost in your own house.
No, well,
Only thing you've got left is this house and the duct tape that holds it together. I can't take that away from you. You'd be 2 steps away from the nursing home. Now, I know you think you were getting too old to have those cows, but when we bought those cows...
Are you crazy? I didn't sell off those cows because I was getting too old. I sold them to get you your trip to Alaska.
What?
Now look what you did. You made me go and tell. Here I had all this romantic nonsense planned and you just had to go on blabbing.
Oh, now what? We are going to Alaska?
Yeah, I figured you ought to do it while you still have half a mind to appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. And by the way, this little unselfish act you've been putting on for the last 40 years, you know I'm not buying it, don't you?
I never could fool you, could I?
You just let me know if they raise the offer to $1 million.
Understood.
When's dinner?
Be ready in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's already 4 o'clock. You trying to starve me, woman?
No, I'll get you some prunes, tide you over.
These are no longer my last memoirs, because I think I'm going to live until my parents get here, even though it doesn't look like I'm ever going to get my video game back. Somehow, my grandparents aren't as annoying as they were before.
What'd you put in this soup, charcoal briquettes?
Oh, just eat it.
Wait a minute. I know what this is. You put that medicine in here.
Look, you need to take it, like the doctor said.
I don't need any quack oil. I'm doing fine.
Oh, come off it. You almost sneezed your head off this morning.
Grandma.
And if you don't start taking care of yourself, you're going to be joining George. I'll tell you that much.
Grandma!
What is it, Alex?
Can you pass the ketchup, please?
Well, I sure can. At least somebody appreciates my cooking.
I don't mind your cooking. It's when you try to immunize me at the same time.
Fine, eat the rolls. There are no antibiotics in the rolls.
I don't know why, but my grandparents seem different to me now. Maybe because 6 hours of horseshoes with only one horseshoe messes with your mind, and afterward you can tolerate anybody and anything. Or maybe it's just because I understand them a bit better now.
I am not eating this.
I'm pretty sure it's that second one.
Well, then you just go right ahead and starve. Oh, no, better yet, you make your own meal.
I might just do that.
Oh, well, I'd like to see you try and find the pan.
We all have people in our lives who can be difficult to get along with. And sometimes the best way to deal with them is to try to understand them and accept them for who they are. 1 Peter 2, verse 17 says, to honor all people, and that is because all people are created in the image of God. Alex may also think about another verse in Leviticus 19, verse 32. You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. God asks us to respect adults, even if we may not like the way they act sometimes. There are lots of things we can learn from our grandparents if we take the time to get to know them and ask good questions. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Relatively Annoying was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow. Our vocal talent included Flo DeRay, Tom Williams, and Travis Tedford. Our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.